We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Listen, Mike, I don't like 100-degree weather, but I'm ready for some summer weather.
Yes.
I'm getting tired of having to turn the fireplace on every morning and it being so cold.
Well, it's one of those things that it needs to make up its mind. It's either spring or it's not.
Well, somebody said May. This is May. May, it could be 80. May, it could be 32.
That's the Ohio Valley weather pattern.
I'm sort of tired of that, aren't you?
I am, but I don't know anything that we can do to change it.
I don't think we have anything. That's what I always laugh and say. The weather people give all these comments, and nobody knows but the good Lord, and he ain't telling.
There you go.
It's been cold of mornings, I tell you.
It has. I take the dog out usually about quarter till six, and the last few mornings, I've grabbed my jacket to go out with him.
Well, you know, it's kind of cool at night when I go to my sleep, and if I leave the fireplace on, which is what only heat I've had on lately, is I can have the others on when I want to, but the fireplace heats up really good. But if I turn the fireplace on, then I wake up in a little while and I'm hot, and then if I don't turn it on, then I wake up and I'm cold.
Those warm nights, we've left the ceiling fan on, and when it dropped back down, we didn't turn the ceiling fan off, and I woke up freezing to death a couple of nights.
I have done that too. You know, it would be hot or warm when I went to sleep, and I'd think, well, I'll leave the fireplace on, and then I wake up in a couple hours, and the sweat's dripping off the end of my nose.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I like to sleep where it's kind of cool. I don't like to sleep really hot.
We had gotten into the habit of turning the thermostat down at night during the winter, and letting it get a little cooler than usual. I like that better than sleeping in a warm room.
Well, I'm much more comfortable. I like a little cover. That makes me feel safe somehow, which is kind of silly. You want to talk food or just want to talk? We'll just talk weather.
I think we probably ought to talk food since that's kind of the focus of the show. What do we got today?
Well, I've got several kind of odd dishes here, different ones that I've made through the years, and I've got out of cookbooks that I like. And I may have given this one before, but I really like this. That's crock pot smothered pork chops.
Okay.
I don't know whether I've given that or not, but it's something I really like. You take four bone-in pork chops, or you can use the boneless ones, whatever you've got, and an envelope of onion soup, and a can of chicken broth, and a can of cream of chicken soup, and an envelope of dry pork gravy, and a teaspoon of garlic powder. And then to thicken the gravy, you kind of use 3 tablespoons of cornstarch and 3 tablespoons of cold water. And in a 5-quart slow cooker, you combine the onion soup mix and the chicken broth, the cream of chicken soup, and the pork gravy mix. And you kind of whisk that all together until it's combined. And you season both sides of the pork chops with a little bit of garlic powder. And then I have a slow cooker now that you can brown stuff in. And I kind of like to sear them a little bit before I put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really makes a difference. If I don't do that, I put them in a non-stick skillet after I season them with a little bit of the garlic powder and just sear them a little bit on each side. I think that really makes a big difference in stuff you cook in a slow cooker. Then I place them in the slow cooker and kind of spread them out and combine them with the gravy mixture. And you cover and cook on low about 4 to 6 hours. And just before they're done, you whisk together the cornstarch and the water to thicken your gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in so it's smooth. And pour it into your pork chops in the slow cooker and stir it gently, and you switch that to high and cook it for about another 30 minutes until the gravy's kind of thickened. And it's great with mashed potatoes, or if you want to eat it on a pasta, if you want to cook some angel hair spaghetti or something, put it on. But I really like it with mashed potatoes, and I admit I've gotten lazy that sometimes I get those Bob Evans already made mashed potatoes and heat them up.
They're pretty good.
And you know, if you've got that with a little salad or a little green thing with it, that's a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
Old-timey tasting meal.
I would agree.
And easy, because you can put it in that slow cooker before you go to work, and when you get home, that smell when you open the door.
Yes.
Makes you feel so good.
And slow cooking is a great way to have a meal ready when you walk through the door.
It really is. When I was cooking so many meals all the time when Raleigh was living and Lee was home, slow cookers had just come out. That kind of green-colored crock pot, we called it. Well, they're all crock pots as far as I'm concerned. I just was beginning, but I really didn't learn how to do stuff better in that if you kind of brown it first or sear it a little bit, it gives it a much better taste. That was great even the last few years that I used it to come home from work and smell something cooking.
Absolutely.
Then I got some other kind of easy stuff here. I got a chicken noodle pie.
Okay.
Which that's pretty good too. You use 2 cups of chicken broth and a can of cream of chicken soup and a stick of butter and 3 pounds of chopped cooked chicken. And you know, you could use rotisserie chicken or you could simmer some chicken breast tenders for a while, or sometimes I bake a chicken and I don't eat near all of it, and then you've got that left and you can pull that out and chop it. And a package of egg noodles, and you cook them like the package says. And a large can of refrigerated biscuits and some melted butter for brushing the top of the biscuits. And you preheat your oven to 425. And you heat the chicken broth soup and butter together in a pan until the butter melts. And you combine the chicken noodles and the broth mixture and pour that into a 13-by-9-inch baking pan. And you place the biscuits over the chicken mixture and brush them with butter. It says milk or butter. You just bake until they're golden brown because everything else is already cooked. Approximately 20-25 minutes or something like that. And I mean, that's tasty.
And pretty easy.
It's really easy, and it's a kind of a chicken pot pie or chicken and dumplings taste. Makes a really good meal.
Okay.
And then I got another one. What about a salmon loaf with cream pea sauce?
Okay.
I love to fix salmon patties, and then my mother used to make cream peas, she called it. And we would eat that with salmon patties. And this is sort of a thing like that, only it's a loaf where you don't fry the original salmon croquettes or patties, whatever you call them. And you take a can of pink salmon and 3/4 cup milk. 3 tablespoons spring onions, green onions, just the white part, and 2 eggs beaten, and 1.5 cup of breadcrumbs, and 1/2 stick of butter or margarine, but you know, I'm a butter person, and 1/2 teaspoon of seasoning salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of dried dill. And then your sauce is 3 tablespoons of butter, 3 tablespoons of flour, 1 cup of milk, and the liquid from out of the salmon where you drained that before you put it in the loaf. 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise and 1 small can of green peas. And I like those lucer, you know, those little tiny peas.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use frozen peas if that's what you have. And you preheat the oven to 350 and you drain the salmon, reserving the liquid for the sauce. You remove the skin and bones, which I really don't much. I just sort of mix it all up together. A lot of people don't like the skin and bones in it. So the bones are supposed to be really good for you because they give you a lot of calcium. Place the salmon in a bowl and add all the other ingredients and mix it well. And you put that mixture in a greased loaf pan. And you mash it to kind of pack it tight. And you bake it for 30 minutes. And then to make your sauce, you melt the butter in a saucepan, stir in the flour and blend it well. And don't brown it. You want a white roux, a white sauce. And add the milk and the liquid from the salmon and stir in the mayonnaise. And you cook that, stirring it until the sauce thickens. And then you stir in the green peas and you pour that over the salmon loaf slices or over the whole loaf, however you want to do. I usually just do it one slice at a time because if I want the leftovers, I like to not have it over the whole loaf.
Right. I probably would not put it over the loaf myself. That's just me.
Well, whatever. You know, that's up to you. I think the recipe says pour it over the whole loaf. That's really tasty. As I say, I always like salmon patties, and then I would make cream peas and kind of put that over them or at the side and dip them all together.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a thing that Mama made. Then okay. I've got a tuna and green pea casserole. I'm into green peas today.
Okay.
A package of egg noodles, and you cook them as directed. 3 cans of tuna with the liquid, and a box of frozen green peas, and 2 cups of grated cheddar cheese, 2 cups of milk, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, and 1/3 cup cracker crumbs, and 2 tablespoons of butter melted. And you just preheat the oven to 325, and in a baking dish, you mix the noodles, the tuna, and peas, and in a saucepan, you hit the cheese and milk until the cheese melts, and then stir in the cornstarch, and you add this to the noodle mixture along with the salt and pepper, and stir that lightly to mix. And you take the cracker crumbs and the butter and sprinkle it over the casserole, and you bake that for like 25 minutes on the lower rack of the oven, and that sort of browns your cracker crumbs on top, and that's a pretty tasty dish, too. Something easy and kind of cheap.
Sounds like it would be good.
Farmer's market's going to open, and you know one of the first things they're going to have is squash, and I'm a big summer squash person.
Okay.
This is 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil and 2 tablespoons of butter and 1 cup of chopped onion and 3 medium zucchini squash washed and sliced thin and like 4 medium yellow squash, you know, kind of small ones washed and sliced thinly. And 1 teaspoon of garlic salt and 1 teaspoon of dried dill and 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan. And you heat the oil and butter in a skillet on medium heat and stir in the onion until it's tender, but not brown, just softened. about 3 or 4 minutes and add the squash and sprinkle it with the garlic, salt, and dill and let it cook until it's tender. And you serve it over pasta and sprinkle it with Parmesan cheese.
That sounds good.
I'm a big squash person. I can't wait for the farmer's market to open. You know when it opens?
I don't know the exact date.
I don't either, but I'm watching. Thurman and I are both watching, so we'll catch it.
It can't be long now.
Well, it's just been so cold this year. I'm sure it's hard for people to get anything ready to produce, but I'm ready for fresh squash, green onions, and whatever all kind of things they got. Lettuce and everything they got, I'm ready for. I hear strawberries are going to come up pretty soon. I've got an order in for some, so I can't wait for those to come.
We'll keep our fingers crossed that the cold hasn't slowed them up too much.
Well, I know they said it had. I had put in an order sometime back with the butler. She has said that the cold weather has just made it really hard for them to ripen, and I can understand that, and I'm not impatient. I want them to be ready.
Yes. Folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very easy to get. All you have to do is send us an email to wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure that you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and then tell us which recipe or recipes that you'd like to have, and we'll get those out to you. Or you can send that email directly to Miss Sammy at sammyq@bbtel.com, and she'll get those out to you as well.
I know some of you all are going to like some of these quickie, easy recipes. The smothered pork chops. I always wonder if they smothered the pig or the pork chops. I always wondered about that.
Okay.
The smothered pork chops and these tuna casseroles, something easy to stir up and easy to fix. And most everybody likes a little tuna. Anyway, it goes.
There you go. Well, Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.